House Special Committee on Budget for Thursday, August 4th. And I will open a work session beginning with, there'll be several, but three, but House Bill 2097A relating to landscape. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. I move that the A8 amendments to House Bill 2097 be adopted.
Representative Smith recommends the bill, or excuse me, the dash 8A amendments be adopted. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered.
Chair Scott, I move House Bill 2097 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Smith moves the 2097A as amended with the dash 8s to the floor. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 3462 relating to Jobs Plus Program. Representative Crutch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 3462 provides for continued funding of the Jobs Plus Program for unemployment insurance claimants through four diversions from the Unemployment Compensation Trust Fund, totaling an estimated $17.7 million. Employers will continue to receive a $5 per hour subsidy. However, the program is modified to require the employer to file a job description detailing the training components of the job, provide meaningful training with measurable outcomes, provide unsubsidized employment to the recipient for at least 13 weeks following the Jobs Plus placement. After 30 days in the placement, the employer will contribute $1 per hour to an individual education account. The bill provides that the renamed Oregon Job Stability and Individual Education Account will be administered by the Oregon Student Assistance Commission. The Department of Human Services jointly administers the account currently. OSAC will also administer the newly created Jobs Plus Unemployment Program Stability and Education Fund. Participants who enter the Jobs Plus program after the effective date of the bill will have up to 3 years to use the funds in the individual education accounts. After the three-year period, OSAC is directed to transfer unused funds to DHS and to the Employment Department to support the Jobs Plus programs in these agencies. The subcommittee recommends establishing an expenditure limitation of $6.9 million other funds and 19 positions for the Employment Department to administer the program. The agency may borrow up to $3 million from the Supplemental Employment Department Administrative Fund for cash flow purposes until the first diversion occurs in 2006. A $30,000 other funds expenditure limitation and 0.25 FTE, or actually 0.25 FTE, is recommended for OSAC to administer the two education and stability funds. The General Government Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3462 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash 5 amendments. Discussion? Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. Just very quickly, I want to compliment Mr. Kane for his leadership on this issue, and I want to compliment the Employment Department for their guidance to me on this issue. I have some significant reservations with this bill, and let me share those with you. I want to just put on the record that I do not view the Jobs Plus program as a subsidy for low-wage jobs for established industry, and I hope this program will not be used as such. But rather, I hope that the Jobs Plus program will be used as a tool for small business owners who are perhaps looking to hire their first employee, and this is a tool to help take that first step. With that, I'll be giving an aye vote, but I just want to put that on the record.
Additional discussion? Objections? Let the the record reflect, Schaffler, Avakian, Hansen, March, and Boone object. Motion carries. Senate Bill 1071B relating to education. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 1071B was referred to the House Special Committee on Budget from the House Committee on State and Federal Affairs. This bill creates the Oregon Virtual School District within the Department of Education for the purpose of providing online courses to K-12 public school students. It allows the Superintendent of Public Instruction to contract with public entities to provide online courses which have to meet state academic content standards and other criteria established by the State Board of Education. The measure also establishes the Oregon Virtual School District Fund and transfers $2 million to the fund from the State School Fund for administering the program this biennium. The legislatively agreed upon plan includes the bill with the -B10 amendment, which effectively returns the bill to the A-engrossed version. This includes requiring public charter schools that offer online courses to have 50% or more of students reside in the school district where the public charter school is located. There is no change in the fiscal impact of the bill as a result of the amendment. I recommend Senate Bill 1071B be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the B10 amendments. Discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Krupp.
Thank you. Senate Bill 1071 with the proposed adoption and the amendment does not affect the online charter school that I am chairman of the board of, INSIL, that has been granted authority by the Oregon Department of Education to enroll 500 students. As of yesterday, we had just over 270. It's an outstanding program, and we're very pleased with that, and that pleased that we passed muster with the ODE and met their high standards.
Sure.
So we are okay in terms of my particular school district. My board and my superintendent have given me the okay to go forward with this bill. And I'm going to offer the chair a courtesy vote out of committee here, and will reserve the right to vote no on the floor. The amendment as it is for any succeeding online public charter school that would come after the effective date of this bill, which is an emergency clause of July 1st of 2005, will have to meet the 50% requirement. And that makes it, in my estimation, virtually impossible. We at SIO could not have probably started this online charter school with that 50% requirement in it. So I wanted to put on the record that I think this is very, very difficult for any ensuing charter school to be able to pass that that requirement that will be in the bill. Again, for the record, we have been told by the Oregon Department of Education that we are grandfathered as we have signed our contract with the SIO School District prior to the July 1st emergency clause date of this bill. And we, in fact, have actually been funded already by, we received some funding from the Oregon Department of Education. So with that, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you. Representative Wisner.
And, Mr. Chairman, let me declare a potential conflict of interest as I am the board chairman of the Oregon Connections Academy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, I had the pleasure of working on the Education Subjoint Ways Committee, Ways and Means Committee, and in the interim in education. I'm a big advocate for virtual schools. I think that's the thing of the future, and we need more and more of that, especially in eastern Oregon and rural Oregon. I think that gives our students the opportunity to take classes, expand the opportunity for classes that we don't have compared to the larger city schools. I am concerned about taking $2 million in the general state fund to do this. I think that the Department of Education has the staff and expertise that they could perform oversight of this function without the additional $2 million. I'm very concerned about the 50% or more students, and I would ask staff. Ben Lapine School District currently has a charter school virtual school. Does that mean that are they grandfathered too, like Representative Crump? Salem-Keizer has one, and there's another state school. So do we know if they have to go out of business? They've got an online ongoing program.
You bring the staff forward to answer some questions.
Staff want to come forward?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Ben Lapine School District has a charter school, a virtual charter school. Does this bill close them down?
Mr. Chair and Representative Wisnant, I do not know the answer to that.
I hope to return to this body, and I hope that we'll continue to see how ODE is doing in this aspect and oversight and providing. I talked to my superintendent this morning. My superintendent's really concerned about ODE getting involved, the business of providing direct services. I hope this works out for the best of our students, who should be our primary objective here to satisfy and help improve the quality of education in Oregon. I hope, and I will monitor, I will dedicate myself next session, if the people return me to this body, to be sure that ODE is performing their mission appropriately and positively for the students of Oregon. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Additional discussion, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. New issue to me, so I just want to ask one or two questions. Are these online classes only for charter schools, or will these online classes be available for public?
Mr. Chair and Representative Smith, they are for public entities. Public entities provide online courses, so it could include public charter schools as well as regular schools.
So would I be able to sign my kid up for, I'm just making it Russian, and be able to have my kid take an online Russian class from Heppner?
As to Mr. Chair and Representative Smith, as to the specifics, I can't tell you if Russian would be offered in Heppner through an online course.
Hey, let's get brave. German.
I can't tell you, Representative Smith, if it would be German. This is something that the Department of Education would be administering, and so they would be looking at what is available and whether or not the existing courses meet the criteria that will be adopted by the State Board of Education. And I assume if those courses meet the criteria, then your child probably take Russian or German.
I just want to, just very quickly, for the record, for my son, on the record, who may be watching this, I want to put on notice that you will be taking Spanish online. And I declare a potential conflict of interest, as I will be ensuring that he utilizes this program by taking Spanish online. Thank you.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question of staff, is the $2 million for primarily for technology or curriculum development or hiring online teachers? Or
Mr. Chair and Representative Hansen, I believe you got a fiscal impact statement distributed to you, and if you can find that in your packet and take a look at that, you'll see that there are some personal services and services and supplies costs at the Department of Education for administering the program, but the bulk of it would be for contracted services for interagency agreement.
Thank you. Additional discussion? Representative Mark?
I'm not really fond of this bill. I'm concerned about the $2 million from the state school fund. But I will give it a courtesy vote to move it on. We've amended it here. The Senate will have a chance to clean it up. So I'll maybe a no on the floor.
Representative Richardson?
Chair, I'd like to just kind of join with my colleagues in mentioning that how important it is to the families of Oregon that they have alternatives utilizing the technology and the ability that of great teachers that could be connected through distance learning. This type of technology would allow the finest teachers in specific subjects to be accessed by students anywhere in the state. And anytime we take a vote that essentially will grant a government entity a monopoly over the future of such technology, then I think that needs to be looked at very carefully. And the amendment that's about to be put back in, which says that No school district can offer this unless 50% of their students are from their own district, essentially shuts down the possibility for them to profitably be able to have this kind of a program. I'm pleased to be reassured that SIO's program would be grandfathered. I would hope that other programs that are in place would also be grandfathered. I will give a courtesy vote to pass this in support of my leadership, but I would reserve the right to speak against it and vote contrary on the floor.
Thank you. Additional discussion? Representative Hansen.
Well, I think I'll follow the lead of the ringing endorsement of Representative March.
Okay. Additional discussion? Objections? Motion carries. Completes the agenda. We're adjourned.